This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, Jeff Atwood, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. This is very difficult to talk about, and to get around that difficulty, I'm going to make things very, very abstract. I experienced in the last few weeks a real emotional roller coaster. It honestly doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's a loss or a gain or a responsibility or something that is taking over my life and then going away or simply a minor inconvenience. Because what really matters is how I felt. And I felt a weight. The kind of weight that I couldn't just sleep away. I would wake up with the weight returning. It would feel like I was an iron pot filled with water and the water was boiling. The pressure, the internal inconsistencies, and the going over of the same few facts again and again, trying to process them. It doesn't matter what those things exactly were for me. Instead, my initial response, my reflexive need, is to share it with people in the hope that understanding how I processed it and how I got to where I am a few days later is critical and may in some way help others. I know that people who are listening to this have suffered in various amounts over the years, and I know that some of the people who learn about me sometimes want to ascribe a sort of generic, almost cartoonish way of assuming that day in, day out, I am living my best life and everything is great all the time. And I've been spending years trying to make clear that is just not the case. I have tears, I have screaming, I have concerns and self-doubt and everything else that comes in the human being starter pack. I suffer along with elation. I have darkness and depression along with sunshine and delight. It's all baked in together. It's part of being alive. Not everything goes right, or factors enter your life that you didn't account for, or maybe, in some cases, you're just sideswiped with an unexpected thing, something where a Friday is the highest of the highs, and a Sunday is the lowest of the lows, and Monday is coming. So let's kind of pick apart where I have found things work best for me in moving through this. The key here, actually, are the words moving through. Avoiding, deflecting, not processing something is, in my experience, the most unhealthy response to anything. Pushing off an actual, concerning, real thing you are dealing with doesn't solve anything. It fills you with a knot, a dark mahogany block in your heart or your mind that doesn't go away. It makes itself into a reflective surface that all of the other things you are doing can be seen in, distorted and unreal. I just know. Instead, it helps to process. And there's many, many different ways to process. For me, I'm a speaker, a talker. I like conversations. I'm comfortable on phones. I'm comfortable with voices and crowds. And so I talk to people, a range of people. I have a set of friends who I trust and believe in. And some of them may not have the tools to help me exactly with what bothers me, but they've had the tools to be my friends. And that says a lot. That's something powerful to have on my side. A lot of what we think of as insurmountable feelings turn out to be a matter of perspective. You try to reach out to someone, they reject you, they seem angry in a way you didn't expect, And then you're left trying to pick up pieces and try to understand where you went wrong, where things went wrong. Or you set your hopes up on a project and the project is not going to happen. No amount of you doing anything is going to make it happen. No bargaining, no changes, no compromises are going to make it happen. And yet, in your mind, you had already formed all of the plans of this castle in the air that you were going to float up to. And it's gone. That's the kind of situation where a friend who sits by you helps you rebuild what you're understanding the world to be like. It's probably not great, in my experience, to go to random people, to go to social media, to open your heart in a generalized sense and let people come in because, well, let's face it, they're tourists. They're coming in to your emotional world, something that matters to you, and it's just a Disneyland to them, a strange dark ride that they float around in a little boat and point and make comments. I don't think that works. It's that core set of trusted individuals that's the beginning. The next part of what I find has worked for me is to think about the good things that I do, the work. It's always about the work for me. The fact that when I sort things or scan them, when I describe things in need of descriptions being added, or answer questions for folks who are lost or in need of help, I feel fulfilled. It is a fundamental core of my being that on the next day, I have done things. I have done work. Not necessarily the thing that's the most important for me to do that day, but something, a few inches further along the path. It has always been this way for me, even in my teenage years, when I would have myself crushed by different feelings and depression that was so strong back then, I would still find in the consecutive, the literal building of a file system for my different collections, some sort of mental solace, some sort of handhold in a snowstorm to bring myself back. Even when the darkness took away what was me, being somebody working on something helped me rebuild over the days until I remembered who I am. That forgetting of yourself, I think, is part of grief. You get pulled out of what you were thinking the world was built like, or you're so overcome with some sort of feeling that a lot of yourself seems to fade into the distance and you become just a series of concerns, of worries, of regrets. I don't think it's bad in the general sense to eventually look back and try to figure out where things could have gone better, to find different moments where going left instead of right or up instead of down might have softened the blow or even avoided the problem entirely. But I don't think in the moments, in the days or even weeks after, you're doing yourself much of a favor. If you're still healing from a crash, figuring out which way the wheel could have turned isn't going to help you heal faster. We are, fundamentally, our lives. How we live them, who we live them with, the things we do, and, to a smaller extent, the things we leave behind. That is us. We are very messy. We are very complicated. And the same part of you that fills with a passion for an event or a person or a place, only to have it disappear, be ruined, or otherwise have a new tenor, can sometimes expand out unto the whole of you. And that's difficult. It's a pressure. It's a constantly pushing pressure coming at you from all sides, no escape. Going unconscious, whether by sleep or chemicals, is a pause button at best. It helps to be resilient, of course, but not all of us can have resilience work every time. For me, days can go by, sleepwalking almost while I am fully awake and going through the motions, driving, typing, communicating, and all the time this dark cloud sits on me. And all this to say that in my particular experience and my particular outlook on life, exiting from all of that is not an option. Leaving, making myself not anything, that's not built into me, but I know it's built into others, and I've seen it, and I've seen it, and I have never, ever liked it. I understand that sometimes things become so full of pressure, so incredibly hard to deal with, that it feels like a burning building from which jumping is the only escape. And I'm neither qualified nor, in fact, rightfully able to give some sort of stern advice or command. All I can share is that sitting deep in a box in me, and nobody has ever heard this, is something I call the jangles option. Here's that. I always keep to myself the thought that if, for whatever reason, my life can't be what it is, can't be involved in the things I'm known for, can't be with people who I care about, in some way makes me feel, perhaps as an illusion, perhaps something else, that I can't be this anymore. I will leave. I will go somewhere. And I will become Mr. Jangles, the weirdly dressed, weird-looking guy who lives by the beach or lives in a van or drifts around from here to there, just getting by, telling stories, sharing moments, and observing life. Because life itself is a beautiful coterie, an incredible reliquary of things happening, people existing, life and love, passion and hatred, monochrome and yet undiscovered colors, combining into a story that is constantly retelling itself and constantly saying something new. And if I can't be myself and be a part of it, I'm probably going to give myself the chance to watch it all as Mr. Jangles. I don't know if this helps talking about this. It may, in fact, affect some people negatively. But I hope that you draw from it the fact that you are not alone, that dark thoughts, that moments or weeks or months of sadness are part of your condition, part of being alive, part of being a human being, and that in moments of crisis, in moments of feeling like you have no options, please be aware. Even the most self-aggrandizing archivist has moments of despair, has periods of darkness, and he has built, in his own way, ways to cope with that. And even, in one case, a truly weirdly crafted escape ladder. And that you, I hope in some way, know that perhaps all you need is a friendly voice to talk to, of someone you respect or look up to or have ideas about, just to talk through what's causing you so much pain. Pain that isn't obvious from the outside to others. That connection, being a person, can be both the most painful part and the part that saves you. And if you're saying to yourself, well, I don't have anyone like that, you do. My phone number is 215-TEXT-FILES. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bekoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, Martin, Sembiance, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. It will get better.